This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. Chris Wiley, Director of Roseburg Public Library. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, it's a big day for you guys. Talk about what's happening.
It is. We are reopening to the public today and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and it's been a few months. We are so thrilled to be welcoming back patrons into the building and really appreciate their patience through this time.
I understand there's going to be live dancing later.
You might see me do a jig, right?
So talk about what's going now that you're getting reopened and what the hours are going to be going forward.
Right. As I mentioned, today and tomorrow, 10 to 6, and then we'll be closed through the rest of the week. But beginning next Tuesday, November 30th, and for the foreseeable future, our hours are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 10 to 6, and Saturday from 10 to 2. Now, that's a change. We're opening an hour earlier than we ever have before. We just heard from patrons that they like the earlier hours. We're not going to stay open in the evening at this time. We will have an evening hours situation when we return to in-person programming. We don't know when that is.
So a number of hours open, how does that compare to a few months back before all the shifts began?
Well, we're at 28 hours now. We were at 30 when we opened in 2018. We got up to 34. So we're at 28. We're getting close. We'll get back to 34 at some point. We will eventually add Friday hours. That was our slowest day, so we're going to add that last. Tuesday's our busiest day. Saturdays are really busy usually as well. We wanted to get those hours in first when we know patrons want to come in.
So talk about what services are happening, what things aren't happening right now.
Yeah, right now we have a lot of books on the shelves for folks to check out. And we're really asking people to do a kind of a grab-and-go situation. Come take a look at the shelves, browse them, grab your armfuls of books. And then we have our public computers that are available with internet. We have printing. We have wireless printing. We have our children's games computers that include information in Spanish and a coding program. For those folks who don't want to come in the building, we still have curbside service. It's this time you pull into a parking spot. We have two designated spots with signs. There's a phone number on the sign. You call us. We'll bring the materials out to you.
And if you're going to do that, do you need to get those reserved ahead of time?
Yes. And we can help you with that. You can do it yourself on the library catalog or give us a call at 541-492-7050. We are able to take the time to go grab them, check them out for you, and take them out. But to go back onto the shelves is just a real strain on us. So we ask people to kind of get their things together, get their books all planned out and placed on hold before they come and pick them up.
Now, during these past several months, when you have not been open in person, you've been doing the Tuesday drive-through. So that shifts away now, right?
It does. We're offering the curbside service, though, anytime we're open. People can pull into that parking spot and give us a call anytime we're open, which is essentially what our drive-up pickup service was. We are happy to take out craft kits on those days to you. You don't have to come into the building to continue using the library.
And what about all the meeting rooms there?
Our meeting rooms are not available at this time. The larger meeting rooms, nor the small multi-purpose rooms. We are continuing to assess the situation, but we're reopening very slowly, and those meeting rooms will be one of the last things that we reopen.
And when was it that you closed in-person services?
The last time was middle of August.
Wow. So
yeah, right about the 15th.
That's like 4 months ago.
It's been quite a while. Like I said, I've been so thankful to the community for being patient with us, and our staff is fantastic. They transition to drive-up services, and I just have an awesome crew I work with here.
Now, I know that you guys have been working inside the building in the absence of people being around. If somebody comes in today, what's going to look different?
Well, I think for those people who weren't here in the summer, they haven't seen the new furniture. I think that's still going to be a surprise to people that we got some really comfortable furniture so you can have a seat, take a look at the books that we have on the shelves. We have a lot of new materials, a lot of new books. And so I encourage everyone to come on in and check those out. Our shelves, our new shelves are packed full of brand new books.
I imagine you're going to see a lot of people there today.
I think you're right. We're looking forward to it. We're ready.
All right. Again, give folks the hours this week and then moving forward.
Yeah, this week we're open today and tomorrow from 10 to 6. And then beginning November 30th, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 10 to 6, Saturday from 10 to 2.
All right, Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library. Good luck welcoming people back today.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:39 morning conversation presentation at Garrettson Building Supply.